what is favorable for them, you should give them. And each as a remnant, if they are giving, you should take. You should give him a Mahaprasadam of delight and take their remnants too. Don't criticize any Vaishnava, whether right or wrong, no need at all, because you cannot control that. Don't do. Try to control your mind. And try to give proper respect to proper Vaishnava according to their stages. Kanishta as Kanishta, Madhyam as Madhyam, and Uttam as Uttam. Those who are taking chanting name, no diksha, no heart. Respect with heart. Don't do pranam, because they will be but has that he has asat lakshanahi, no
bad association,
asat sanga, mayabad or istrishan. And those who have diksha, internal diksha, they should be given heartily pranam and also bodily. And those who don't criticize anyone, always remember sweet pastime Sastakadi Leela of Krishna. Or give your life and soul and serve them. If you have no taste in chanting, remembering, hearing, possibly you should do again and again. And then being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rasik Vaishnava Guru, chanting name and realizing its meaning and the history that has been given in, like Krishna, Govinda, all sweet pastimes are there. So you should chant names and remember the such sweet pastimes regarding that name. Ras Leela and everything will come in that. Being in Vrindavan, but in the guidance of pure Vaishnava, Guru Rashi, Tattvakya. This is the essence of all the things. Can you give an example for this? Yes. I select Raghunath Das Goswami. Perfect in all teaching that Rupa Goswami has to. And that is why he is called Rupanuga Vaishnava. He took birth in a very high class of wealthy and aristocratic family. And from beginning, his school guru was related anyhow to Advaita Acharya. Yadunandan. And he was given initiation by and Harinam by Yadunandan. And after some time, he received the association of Thakur Haridas and always serving Haridas Thakur. And so, Haridas Thakur has always love and affection. So he was telling the stories of Mahaprabhu, the stories of Radha and Krishna and all. So his faith became more strong. And then he began to think how to reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and son. He was a son of landlord. He wanted that I should go. But there were so many. So after this what he can be useful. You can be Mama Maharaj can come here. In the place of harmonium, you should take here.
Om Ajarati Varanasya Jnanandana Salataya.
Yeah. time to time you will see.
Satchur Angulatam Jena Krishna Sri Gurave Namah.
Srila Gurudev ordered me to narrate something of the life history of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. When he was a young man, at that time, he wanted to run away from home and be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again and again, he tried to run away, but his father sent so many men on horseback and they would catch him and bring him back into the home. And they would guard him to make sure he did not escape again. But by good fortune, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was on his way to Vrindavan, he came to Shantipur. And at that time, Raghunath, the young Raghunath, he took permission from his father and he went and he visited and had darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see his heart and how eager he was to run away from home. But Mahaprabhu instructed him, Siraha kare jao na hao batu Krami krami pai loka bhava sindukku. Oh Raghunath, you should make your mind very steady. Don't behave like a crazy fellow. You cannot cross, jump over the ocean of material existence. You have to follow the process very, very gradually. If one is patient and follows gradually, surely he can cross over the ocean of material existence. Makatvairajyanakara loka dekaya yata yogya vishaybunda anasaktahya. He told him, don't make an external display of renunciation. Makatvairajya. That is called monkey renunciation. Don't be like monkeys. You know monkeys? They are very renounced. They have no house. They have no money. They have no clothes. And they live in the forest. But what happens? All the time they're thinking about how to become attached to some female monkey. Or otherwise, if anyone is walking by, they sit very calm and quiet, and all of a sudden they count and they steal. So they're very greedy and they're very lusty on the inside, but outside they're very renounced. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't be renounced like this, only making a show on the outside for the sake of impressing others. Rather, yata yogya visha bunda anasaktamaya. Remain in the world and you can enjoy the pleasures which come automatically according to an appropriate regulated life. But at the same time, don't develop any attachment for these things. How should you live? Antare kore nista pache loka vyavaha Krishna achirata Krishna tomai kore be udha. Mahaprabhu said, in the core of your heart you should develop nista, very strong and firm faith in Krishna and the process of bhakti. But outwardly you should behave like an ordinary person. You should give respect to your mother and father. You should follow the regulations of society. Obey your mother and father. And if you behave like this, but internally cultivating nishtha, Krishna will be very pleased with you, and after a short time, Atirata Krishna Samaya Karibe Uta, he will take you out of that situation. So, with these words of reassurance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Raghunath Das, he returned to his home, and he behaved like a pukka materialist. Very, very doing all of his duties, pleasing his mother and father and everything. They arranged his marriage also to very beautiful lady, more beautiful than Miss Universe. And he began to help manage his father's estate. At that time, all became relaxed and thought, oh, now the emergency is over. When he was younger, he wanted to be a sadhu, but now he's okay. He got over that phase in his life. But after some time, Raghunath Das, he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned to Jagannath Puri. And again he became very, very restless and wanted to meet with him. And he began to run away again. Then his father and mother were very upset. They were very, very concerned. His mother said, what can we do? We should get some chains and chain him to the home so he cannot leave. His father said, oh, if this living chain in the form of his new bride, very beautiful wife, if this living chain cannot bind him, then what will be the use of the lifeless metal chain? They will never be able to bind him. No one can hold a person who has become maddened by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they began to become hopeless. After some time, Sri Nityananda Prabhu came very close to the town of Adisaptagram where Das Goswami was living, and he was there in Panihati, staying at the house of Raghav Pandit. And he was doing kirtan on the bank of the Ganga in the association of his all his associates. At that time, Raghunath Das begged permission from his father, please allow me to go and have the darshan of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So his father gave permission, but he also sent so many guards along with him to make sure that he could not escape. So Raghunath Das came there to Panihati, and from far away he saw Sri Nityananda Prabhu, more effulgent and beautiful than millions of moons, sitting beneath a banyan tree in the company of his associates. And from far away, he was giving his dandavat pranam. One associate of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out to him, oh, Raghunath Das is giving pranam to you from a distance. And Nityananda Prabhu, he got up and called, hey, you thief, come here, I'll give you a punishment. And Nityananda Prabhu, he caught Raghunath Das, and by force he kept his feet on his head. He said, you are a thief. Why? Because the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are my property, and you are trying to take them without my permission. So I'll give you a punishment. I sentence you to make a festival of the chip rice. And you should feed all the devotees yogurt and flat rice. So then, Raghunath Das, he told those servants who were with him, and they went to the marketplace and they acquired so much flat rice and yogurt and bananas and black pepper and camphor and condensed milk and many preparations, and they prepared them and offered to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and also kept one plate for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he was in Puri at that time. So Nityananda Prabhu, he began to meditate upon the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the power of his devotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there. All could not see, but those who were very fortunate, especially Raghunath Das, he could see. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and was dancing among the Vaishnavas. And very playfully, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were taking something from the plate of each Vaishnava and feeding each other. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. Nityananda Prabhu told Raghunath Das then, oh, only to bestow mercy upon you, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally appeared here. Now you should return to your home. But I give a blessing that very soon all your obstacles and everything will be completely removed. And you will come into the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he will give you into the guidance of Sri Srok Damodar Goswami. So, feeling very much reassured by the words of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das returned home. What is the significance of this? Raghunath Das had so much eagerness to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to be in Sadhu Sangha, to come out from the dark well of the materialistic household life. He had that determination, but he did not have the strength to do it. Many obstacles were there. But when one has the shelter and mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu told him to get blessings of all Vaishnavas by serving them, feeding them a feast. So by the blessings of all Vaishnavas and by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, that means Sri Guru, only then can all obstacles on the path of bhakti be removed, and the living entity can come out from the dark and perilous well of the household life and materialistic existence. So even though someone may be very determined to progress in bhakti, by their own strength it is impossible. First they will have to get the mercy of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. So Raghunath Das, he returned to his home, and once in very early morning, at that time, Raghunath Das, he was so renounced that even though he was staying at home, he did not sleep inside the house. But he was sleeping outside on the Durga Mandap. And he was resting there and always thinking, when will I meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When will I meet with him? At that time, in the very early morning, when the guards were sleeping, Yadunandan Acharya, his Diksha Guru, arrived there. He said, oh, Raghunath Das, my pujari has given up his left service. So I want you to go and speak with him and persuade him again to resume his service. So Raghunath Das, of course, he agreed to the order of his guru. And along with Yadunandan Acharya, he came out from the house in the very early morning. So he told his gurudev, oh gurudev, there's no need for you to come along with me. I can go there and I will solve the problem and then I will return. So he gave his pranam to Yadunandan Acharya, and Yadunandan Acharya returned to his ashram. Raghunath Das Goswami did his guru seva, and then he realized Oh, now is the golden opportunity. I came out of my house in the association of my guru. No one will suspect anything. So if I will run away right now, no guards are there to catch me. And I will not go by the main road, because on the main roads I was caught many times before. But I will go through the villages and jungle and quickly go to Jagannath Puri. So feeling very grateful for the mercy of his Guru and Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami ran and ran. And a journey which would take 30 days ordinarily, he kept running day and night, not taking any rest, not taking anything to eat. After 3 days he lay down in the shed of a cow shed. After a few days he took a little, some chickpeas and milk, but only eating 3 times in 12 days. Very quickly he arrived in Jagannath Puri. When he arrived there in Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seated among his associates, Sorg Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Govinda, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Haridas Thakur, and other very great exalted personalities. So when Raghunath Das came there, he fell down at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and embraced him and saw how he was so lean and thin, so skinny, so much covered in dust and exhausted from his very intense journey. What is this intense journey? This gives a lesson to us that utsahat, enthusiasm, one should be very, very energetic to attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Mahaprabhu saw him, tears came in his eyes, and with his own hands he began to dust off the body of Raghunath Das. He told him, "Oh, you, by the mercy of Krishna, you have been delivered from the stinking drain of material existence." Raghunath Das said, "I don't know about Krishna's mercy. I only know that it is by your mercy I have come to the shelter of your lotus feet." Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he was joking because he had a very familiar relationship with the father and uncle, Govardhan Majumdar and Ananya Majumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das. So he said, "Oh, your father and uncle, they are like worms in the ditch of stool. They are like worms in the ditch of stool. But luckily, oh, you've come out from that situation. They are called Vaishnav pride. Vaishnav pride means they have some honor for Vaishnavas and they distribute prasadam and try to serve Vaishnavas. And they have some honor for the principles of bhakti. But actually, they are very much attached to their materialistic living. They have no intention that they will leave everything and dedicate their body, mind and words and senses and heart completely in the process of Krishna anushilanam in uttama bhakti." So at that now, Raghunath Das stayed among the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took his hand and put his hand in the hand of Swarup Damodar and told him, "Oh, this Swarup Damodar, he knows more about Krishna Bhakti than me. So you should take instructions from him." And Raghunath Das began to reside in Puri, very close to the ashram of where Swarup Damodar was staying. After some time, time was going on. At first, Raghunath Das for 5 or 6 days, he would come to where Mahaprabhu was staying and he would take the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after some time, he stopped coming there. What was he doing? He would go to the Singhadwara, the door to the Jagannath temple, and he would sit there and he would wait there begging. And he would wait for people to come and he would take something from them, whatever they would give. But after some time, he also gave up that. And he was going to the charity booth. That is called the Ananda Bazaar. And there they were giving charity to those who needed Mahaprasadam. Why did he give up begging at the Singhadwar? He thought to himself, "Oh, this is like a profession of a prostitute. I sit here and I think, oh, this person came, they gave yesterday, surely they will give today. Oh, this person, he will not give. This person may give or not. Oh, he will not give." And in this way, the mind is always speculating and not peaceful. So better that I go to the charity booth. But after some time, he even gave up going there. What was he doing? He would go to where the drains would come out from the kitchen, and rice would wash out from the drains of the kitchen of the Jagannath temple. And there, cows would come and they would eat that rice. But the rice that the cows would not take, which was rotten, he would come and he would take that, he would wash it a little bit, give some salt, and he would take that rice. And at the same time when he was taking, he would condemn himself. He would say to himself, alas, fie on me. If my heart has actually been purified by transcendental knowledge, then why am I acting like a devotee and trying to maintain this physical body? And condemning himself, he would take the most tasty thing. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he became very eager to see this spectacle. So he went there and he saw. He said, hey Raghunath Das, what are you doing? You're enjoying your feast, but not giving anything to me. Where's your good character? And he snatched some rice from the hand of Raghunath Das and took it. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have tasted many delicious types of Jagannath Mahaprasadam, but I have never tasted anything so sweet as this. And he wanted to take more, but Swarup Damodar Goswami caught his hand. He stopped him. He said, oh, this is not fit for you, and he took it away. So, at that time, when Raghunath Das Goswami was in Puri, at first, his father was sending some money from his village, and he was accepting it and using it in the service of the Vaishnavas, feeding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other Vaishnavas. But after some time, he stopped doing that. Mahaprabhu said, why? So Damodar said, oh, he considered that it is not good to accept any money from his parents. Why? Because, oh, they are not engaged in pure bhakti. And Mahaprabhu confirmed this fact. Vishaya anakaile malin hoyaman, malin manaoele nahi krishna rasman. If someone in this world, they want to do bhajan, but they will accept charity indiscriminately from persons who are not devoted to Krishna, then what will happen? By accepting food or by accepting money and not giving this to their Gurudev, but taking for themselves, what will happen? The mind will become contaminated by the consciousness of those materialistic persons. And Mali Manohale Nahi Krishna Rasmaran. If the mind is contaminated by accepting these things indiscriminately, then one cannot do smaran. One cannot engage in steady meditation on the lotus feet, on the pastimes, nama, guna and leela of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So Raghunath Das Goswami, his renunciation was like lines in stone. He was very strictly renounced. Chaitanyara bhakta gana vairagya pradan yaha dekhi pritahaya gaura bhagavan. It is a very prominent feature among the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they are completely renounced from this world. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees their steady renunciation, his heart is deeply satisfied. So one day it happened that Raghunath Das, he requested Swarup Damodar to ask a question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very, very humble. He would not go directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but through Swarup Damodar, he posed the question. So Swarup Damodar Goswami said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, Raghunath Das wants to know, now I have left all things in this world. What is my real duty? What should I do? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have already given you to the guidance of Swarup Damodar. He is more qualified than me. But really, if you want to take some instruction from me, then listen very carefully to these words. He said, Gramya kata nashanibe, gramya varta na kahibe, balona kahibe, ara balona paribe. You should never speak about the mundane conversations of this world. He said that, she said that, he said that, she said that, he did this and she did that. All these types of village talk, don't be involved in this. Don't speak, and also don't listen to any of these things. Balona kahibe, don't eat very delicious food, and balona paribe, don't wear luxurious clothes. So these are the prohibitions, things that should not be done. But what is the positive thing that should be accepted? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amane nama nadahya sada krishna nama labe braje radha krishna seva manasa karibe. Always be very meek and humble. Give respect to others, but don't expect that others should appreciate and respect you. In this state of mind, one should continuously chant Harinam. And while chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Radha Krishna Seva Manasa Karibe. In the core of your heart, you should serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have given an outline of this process. And all the details you can learn from Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. So then, being very much under the guidance of Sri Swaranamakrishna Goswami, Raghunath Das took shelter of this process of Radhanuga Bhakti. Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi. In what stage? Not in the beginning stage. Not in the stage of Sadha. Oh, not even in the stage of Nishtha. But now Rati was coming. He is in a very high stage. And in this way, under the guidance of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, engaged in his sadhana bhajan.
So all the teaching of Rupa Goswami, we can see in Raghunath Das Goswami life. What was unfavorable for bhakti, very strongly rejected. What favorable, very strongly he accepted. Always chanting, remembering, being in Gupta Vrindavan, in the Lord's feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. He was in Puri until Mahaprabhu and others were there. After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he entered in his Aprakat Leela. Sarup Damodar to Gadadhar Pandit to. Then he became restless. He wanted to give up his life. So he started from there to Vrindavan, to sink in Jamuna River. He came, but he saw that no water so much. Then he went to Govardhan. And he wanted to jump from the highest peak of Govardhan and to die. Mainly this Rupa and Sanatana kept Raghunath Das Goswami like his younger brother and son and Siksha Dushaiko, and told that by dying you cannot attend anything. Or same as me, I wanted to give my life, but Mahaprabhu told that only dying will not do, we'll have to practice bhakti yoga really. And then they kept him in Radha Kunda, and there his life was so high class of devotee. And there he composed so many
prayers,
so many things, so many books there. And in his one of the books he has mentioned Manas Shiksha. Grav Graste Gostalya, you should explain. You should try to follow. That is why we are giving you all these things.
ज्ञानपीडाङ्गुस्तजनाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतिरुभ्यश्च पिपासिन्दुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो विष्णुभ्यो नमो नमः
सो रघुनाथ गोस्वामी बीङ्ग् अण्डर् गैडेन्स् आफ् सनातन गोस्वामी एण्ड् रूप गोस्वामी हि लिव् इन् राधाकुण्ड् And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami treat him like he is their own younger brother or son. They have so much love and affection for him. Once Rupa Goswami composed one book and hand him over for reading. It's full of separation. He could not tolerate. Das Goswami always weeping. It seems that he will give up his life. Seeing this, Rupa Goswami Pada tried to take it back from him, but Das Goswami used to hold that book with his chest like his own life and soul. Somehow that he should not give it up. So Rupa Goswami thought, oh, I have to arrange something. Then he wrote one book full of Hastaras. I told Raghunath, you can take this book and read it for due course. I have to make some correction the previous one. By this way I took it off from him, and the second book was full of asaras. reading and always laughing, laughing. And giving one example which he has heard from Srila Gurudev. So once Srimati Radha Thakurani went to Kusum Sarovar along surrounded with her sakis to pick some flowers and then make garland and give to Krishna. So Krishna knowing as before, he came and ride on the tree in Brahma Murta and he put one branch down and Radhika was seeking flower. When she absorbed the seeking flower, then Krishna jumped from that branch and went to other jump. Immediately she Radhika like a spring and went up. Then she told, Mari Mari, I'm dying, dying, save me, save me. Krishna came down from the tree immediately and embraced her. So when all sakis seeing this fact, they began to laugh and clap. So Das Goswami is reading one after another pastime and began to laugh and laugh. Then his separation mood went away by causeless mercy of Rupa Goswami Pad. So being Radhakund, he composed so many books, so many prayers. Like probably there are so many prayers like Bilak Kusumanjali and others. So among one is talk or prayer is Mana Siksha, to teach our mind. In beginning of his Mana Siksha, he composed one slok, Guru Gosthe Gostha Laisu, Sujane Bhusuragane, Samam Tresi Namni, Vrajanu Vajvadanda Sarane, Sada Dambam Hittuva Kuyati Vapurvam Aditaram, Aye Santa Bhata Satuli, Avijati Dita Pada. Das Goswami is praying to his mind. Why? Mana eva manusthanam karana bandham akshaye. Our mind is the root of all evil. If mind is controlled, then you can advance in Krishna consciousness. If not so, being in association, you may think any bad thing. So Das Goswami taught us to pray to mind, to control your mind, to do all these things. What thing? Guru, you have to increase your attachment, means roti, to the lotus feet of Guru Pad Padma. Why? Our ultimate goal is to attain Krishna prema. But why Das Goswami is telling Guru, why not to Krishna at first? Because without the causeless mercy of Sri Gurudev, none can attain Krishna prema. Even the Gurudev and Bhagavan both are here. What we shall do? Guru Govind dono thare kake lagu pao, balihari jai Gurudev, Govind diyo batai. Even Gurudev and Bhagavan is there, we should do pranam to Gurudev first. And taking his permission, then we shall go to serve Krishna. Then Krishna will be pleased, otherwise he will never be pleased. If you bypass your Gurudev, going to go to Krishna direct, he never accept any offering from you. So have to be very careful. So have to respect Gurudev first. So Das Goswami told Guru. After that, Goshthe. Goshthe means the Vrindavan Dham, where Brajavasis live. Goshthe means all Brajamandal. Guru Goshthe. Goshtha Laisu. Goshtha Laisu means who lives in Goshtha, means inhabitant of Braj. They are Goshtha Laisu. Like for Sukhara, Subal, Madhumangal, Arjun, Lavanga, Sridham, etc. For Vatsalara, headed by Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba and others, who is elderly gopi like, they have motherly affection and fatherly affection for Krishna, they are for Vatsalara or Saranchalmut. And for Madhura, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitta, Champaklata, Indulekha, Tungavita, Ranga, Devi, Sudevi, Chandravali and Supermost, Srimati Radha Thakurani. Goshtha Laisu. Sujane. Sujane means who lives in Braj, but not in our sampradaya, but other sampradaya. But they live in Braj, they have some love for Krishna, respect for Krishna. They will respect them also. By their good fortune, they are taking shelter of Brajadham, so respect them too. Bhusuragane. Bhusur means Brahman. The Brahmans who live in Braj, but they have not one pointed bhakti to Krishna. Maybe or may not be, but still is not the one pointed devotion for Krishna. still you have to respect them. Pujani Pusuragane, moreover, Samantre. Samantre means from his own mantra. Which one mantra? Which is given by Gurudev mercifully. That is Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra Gaur Gayatri, Krishna Mantra Kam Gayatri, Panchamantra Mahamantra. We have to be implicitly towards the mantra. Moreover, Sri Namni.
We will have to chant.
We have to chant our Gayatri Mantra without any help. Just like to maintain our body, we have to take our food stuff every day. If you not take, then you will be weak. In the same way, if you not chant your Gayatri Mantra, then spiritually you will be weak. So if you want to attain Krishna prem, want to advance in Krishna consciousness, want to enter the realm of Krishna bhajan, must have to chant your mantra which is given by Gurudev. Samantra Sri Namni, after Hari Nam. So in mantra so many things are there, why to chant Hari Nam again? So Srila Kaviraj Goswami has told, by Krishna mantra haitrava samsar machan, Krishna nam haitrava ekrishne charan. Only by chanting mantra, you can get relationship of Krishna, with Krishna. But you must have to chant Hari Nam every day. Like have to chant every day mantra, in same way have to chant your Hari Nam. Otherwise you could not increase your Krishna consciousness. Must have to chant. And Hari Nam will give you prem. Though Gopal mantra and Kamrat is very powerful, still you have to chant Bhagavad Nam. Like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In broad, what Brajavasis are doing? They are doing their all household activities. And what doing? Govinda Dhamo Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Bhaveti. They are doing Makhanur Gopi, what they are doing? Uthaya Goppo Pararatra Bhage, Smritaya Soda Sutabala Keli. Dayasya Uchchaye Janita Anuraga, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Bhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Bhaveti. They are doing Krishna name. In each and every name there is some particular pastime. If we pray every day, then that pastime will mercifully manifest in our heart. So Das Goswami is telling Sri Namni. And Srila Satchidananda Bhakti Thakur has told in his instruction, you can do your all services by your hand, and same time you have to chant Holy Name. Then one day must Holy Name and his pastime will manifest in your heart. So you have to do this. Samantha Sri Namni. Moreover, Brajanuga Jodanda Sarane. And you have to increase your attachment towards the divine couple of Braj. Brajanubhada Saradhammam Hutva Kurvatin. You have to give up your all false ego. Oh, I am so big person. I am president of this country. I am managing director of this company. I am so learned scholar. I have to give up all this false ego material, position and name and fame. Giving up all these things, we have to increase our attachment towards all these things. Then one day we can enter into Krishna realm and being under guidance of Gurudev, then we can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and divine couple simultaneously. Hare Krishna.
These are the essence of all the teachings. You should not neglect whether grihastha or sannyasa. No difference of bhakti in women and or grihastha and sannyasa. So you should try to follow. Chant name what Prabhupada Das Bhagat Goswami has to. In the process that Rupa Goswami had. Rupa Goswami also, he was the private secretary of a Muslim king. very rich person, very learned, a scholar in all. But he left his fortress and the Lord. And he went to Vrindavan to meet. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Puri. Again he came here. And then Mahaprabhu inspected so many things in Varanasi and Prayagraj. And inspired all his followers that he knew the mode of heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he began to compose for Vaishnava literature. Like,
Lalit Madhav.
And for definition, he made Bhakti Asami Sindhu and Ujjwal in Mani, Alankar Kostub, and so many books and prayers. It has been collected in Stavamala. Srila Jiva Goswami has collected. If you want to know more, then you can read all these things and try to follow in the instructions. Rose Prana Nare, Sakitan Parayana, Abad Valasana.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Paramanand.
Hare Krishna. बहुत से भक्त लोग आए हुए हैं, लोग अंदर के दर्शन भी नहीं कर सके, प्रकाश का अनुभव किया है।